Hey everybody, and welcome to a special series of podcasts that I have called Breakfast in the Blitz. These podcasts are designed to encourage you in your faith and in your walk. We're living quite suddenly in a world of virus, lockdown and isolation. But the good news is this, God is on the throne, and despite all that is going on, you can enjoy Breakfast in the Blitz. Be blessed. The place, London, the scenario, war. Europe has fallen into the hands of the Nazi regime. Britain stands alone. London and other key cities around the British Isles are about to experience the Blitzkrieg, the Blitz. The intention of the German Luftwaffe is at lightning speed to destroy these cities by bombing buildings of cultural, political, strategic and historical importance. The aim is to cause as much damage, destruction and death as possible. The aim is to weaken the resolve of the British people through fear, panic and chaos. The aim is to simply bring Britain to its knees. No longer Great Britain, but crushed Britain. No longer a symbol of strength, but in fact a severely weakened Britain. Surely Britain will ask for a ceasefire. Surely Britain will capitulate. Surely Britain will give in. Surely Britain will surrender. Now, if you've studied history at school or watched a World War II documentary, you can probably picture the scene of destruction. One image that comes to mind is of smoke, fire, destruction. Yet out of the ashes arises the inspiring architecture and visage of St. Paul's Cathedral, which was surprisingly unmarked by the chaos of the Blitz. Another image that comes to mind is the image of the milkman in the Blitz. Let me explain this image, this photograph, to you. Photograph was taken on the 10th of October, 1940, 80 years ago. It is a war propaganda photograph. In other words, it was staged. I like to believe that it's absolutely real, but I think this photo encapsulated something of the determination of the British people. It is a propaganda photograph. The idea of propaganda is to send a message, to propagate a message, to spread a certain type of message to as many people as possible. During both world wars, the British government was very good at producing defiant messages to the British people, which inspired hope and encouraged a collegiate response from the nation. Lord Kitchener, Britain's Wants You, is a fine example. So I love this photograph of the milkman, because while there is destruction, while there is devastation all around, while lives have been lost due to the Nazi bombings, while there is despair and fear, Mr. British Milkman has decided that no matter what is happening around him, no matter the devastation, the poor circumstance, the collapsing buildings, the fear of being attacked at any time, he is determined to deliver his full crate of milk. If it means climbing over rubble, if it means pushing away obstacles, overcoming sadness and weariness, milk is going to be delivered. He is going to deliver it, and there will be breakfast this morning, even in the Blitz. Why can Mr. British Milkman deliver a full crate of milk in the Blitz? The reason is easy. He is British. He has a stiff upper lip. He has the bulldog attitude. He has the I don't care what you throw at me attitude. You can bomb my house, Mr. Hitler. You can cause destruction, but I know who I am, and that is British. And so because I know who I am, and you can't take that away from me, Mr. Hitler, while I'm still breathing, I am going to deliver my milk. There will be breakfast in the Blitz. Life carries on. defiance in the face of adversity. Who remembers the theme tune from Dad's Army? I'm not going to sing it all, you know it. Who do you think you are kidding, Mr. Hitler? Yeah, you remember it? Even in war, breakfast will be served. Even in war, people were going to get fed. Even in war, people were going to have some nourishment. Even in war, and despite the war, people were going to smile. Even in war, people were going to have their milk and their cornflakes. This reminds me of that incredible psalm, Psalm 23. I'm sure you're all familiar with it. The Lord is my shepherd. Well, Psalm 23 verse 5 says these words, "You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies." Sometimes particular seasons of our lives can feel like wars, where maybe we can relate in some way to the destruction and the bombardment of the Blitz. Now, I know for most people listening, we never experienced the Blitz. But even so, that feeling of being bombarded, that feeling of being surrounded, that feeling of chaos, that feeling of uncertainty, that feeling of noise, that can really affect us. And even in the middle of the war, even in the middle of coronavirus, we can take encouragement from the 23rd Psalm. He, God, prepares a feast for us in the presence of our enemies. When you are surrounded by the enemy, when war is raging all around, we can still know the presence of the Lord. We can still know the blessing of the Lord. We can still know the goodness of the Lord. We can still know the unfailing love of the Lord. Even in war, even in times of uncertainty, you can still know what it is to feast on the goodness of God. Despite the enemies, despite the feeling of being surrounded. Psalm 23 is such an encouraging psalm. Why don't you read through the whole psalm and just make a note of all the encouragement that you can gain from it this day. And then start to speak it over your life. God bless you. See you again for the next podcast.